Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. My name is K. Quincy Parker, and it is my absolute joy and pleasure to be with you today, this morning. Today, we're going to look at a story that I think will take some getting our heads around. The point of Guardian Radio AM is that we'll look at an international story that has relevance and significance to the Bahamas, and we'll talk with you as the hour progresses about what we should take away from this story that is making news around the world, and how the events in the story relate to or affect us as Bahamians, as a country, as people. And today, what we're going to look at in particular is something that I think is gonna affect us as parents and guardians of the extremely young among us. And I think it's something that will hopefully open our eyes and allow us to more effectively execute our task, so to speak, as parents and guardians. The phone lines will be open. You can call us 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. And you can text us, the Guardian text line powered by BTC. That's 422-4796. Again, that's 422-4796. And this is, well, here we go. This is going to be a thing. So today on Guardian Radio AM, we are going to look at Roblox. Many of your children have Roblox either on their tablets or their smartphones. If any of them are still using laptops in 2022, they have them on their, they have Roblox on their laptops as well. And the question is, how vigilant are we being? And the reason that I brought Roblox up today is because in the BBC news feed this morning, there was a report that has been done on the sex scandal involving sex rooms on Roblox that children have been able to find, even though they're not necessarily targeted towards children. And so, of course, I'm going to be very careful about we're not making any accusations or anything like that today. What we're doing is just looking at the story to see how we should feel about it, what we should know, and what we should do. So let me paint you a scenario. There's a naked man wearing just a dog collar and a lead. He is led across the floor by a woman in a bondage outfit. While that's happening, two strippers are dancing next to a bar, and a group has gathered around a couple openly having sex, watching and occasionally commenting. One man is wearing a Nazi uniform. That's not happening in the real world. That's taking place on a children's gaming platform. So a little bit about Roblox. Roblox is a huge, sprawling world of games, which is sometimes described as a kind of, an early version of the metaverse. It's one of the most popular children's games in the world. And while the exact figures are a little hazy, in 2022, Roblox told Bloomberg News that about two-thirds of all U.S. children between the ages of 9 and 12 use the game. So Roblox allows users to create and play games together. It's a way to connect in real time with other people in the digital world. Players can build games using developer tools which the platform provides. Unlike more traditional games, the content is generated by the users on Roblox, and it's a wildly successful business model, but it comes with problems, one of which is what we're talking about today. Roblox sex games are commonly referred to on the platform as condos. And so what they are is they're spaces generated by users where people could talk about sex and where their avatars can have virtual sex. In these games, Roblox's rules are thrown out the window. Roblox, of course, accepts that it has a problem. And what their spokesperson said to the BBC was, and I quote, "We know there is an extremely small subset of users who deliberately try to break the rules," unquote. Now, condo games are usually only live for a short time, often less than an hour, before they're discovered and taken down. And Roblox says it is constantly trying to take these games offline using both manual and automated systems. Roblox says it conducts a safety review of every single image, video, and audio file uploaded to Roblox using a combination of human and machine detection. Still, Larry McGeed, president of Connect Safely, which is a nonprofit organization that raises awareness about child safety online, said it's like a cat and mouse game with some explicit content managing to slip through the net. These condos are not games that you would stumble on. You'd need to actively search for them. But their very existence troubles people like McGeed, who says Roblox is a platform that is very popular among children and allows children under 13. So it has a special responsibility to connect, to protect its users, unquote. Particularly worrying is children and adults potentially socializing together in these spaces. Part of the game includes an instant messenger where users can talk to each other and to everyone else playing the game. The BBC's report says that much of what was written on charts, in these chats, is unprintable even on a grown-up news website, let alone in a children's game. Are you listening? Because I guarantee you, if you're a parent and your kid has a smartphone or a tablet, it is very likely that they have Roblox on their smartphone or on their tablet, especially if the kid is under 13. Maybe even under 15, maybe even under 20, because I'm thinking now I have a nephew who is an avid gamer. He loves building. He loves playing with things. And I'm sorry, what? I have a very interesting text message. The question is, am I wearing an FNM shirt? Firstly, no, I'm not wearing an FNM shirt. Secondly, what? In any event. I know some kids who are in their early 20s who have Roblox on their tablets, and I know some children who are, we're talking all the way down to single digit, 8-9-year-olds that have Roblox on their tablets and where they have cell phones or mobile phones, they have them on there as well. And so what you're looking at is a platform, let's look at how popular the platform is. But I guess I should take this call before I go into that. Caller, thank you so much for holding. Welcome. to Guardian Radio AM, and they're gone. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that, caller. I didn't realize that you were holding that long. Again, if you wish to call us, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796. So, back to Roblox and how this kid's game became a $30 billion bet on the so-called metaverse. In March 2021, David Baszucki, who created Roblox, was about to become an incredibly rich man. His video game platform, Roblox, floated on the New York Stock Exchange, valued at about US $30 billion. And even then, he already had bigger ambitions for the game, which he hoped would become the center of the so-called metaverse. And to be clear, just in terms of definitions, the metaverse is an online world, not just for gaming, but for work and learning and connecting. And it's a whole architecture on the internet, connecting people to each other and to businesses and to everything else. So Roblox was already the world's largest user-generated games site in March of last year. And again, players use core building components to create and share online worlds that anyone can explore. So Arlington could create a dungeon world, and then Eric and I could... Arlington is our producer and Eric is our intern. And, Eric and I could go explore Arlington's dungeon world and, play the... If he even sets up like a quest or something like that, we could go play the quest in Arlington's dungeon world. And, Eric is a youngster, so instead of a dungeon, he might build a disco party or a rave or something along those lines. And Arlington and I could, after we conquer the dungeon, then we could go to Eric's rave and listen to, whatever y'all listening to nowadays. I mean, I know 2 Chainz got a new album out, but... Eric, you don't even seem like a guy that listens to 2 Chainz. Do you listen to 2 Chainz? You do? All right, well, good. Dope don't sell itself, you know what I'm saying? And so it's that kind of situation where the children can experiment and explore their creativity. And in that world and in that way, you don't want to limit their ability to play. And to imagine, right? And it's free to play Roblox, relying on purchases paid for in currency known as Robux. So, of course, what you have as a parent or a guardian or an aunt or an uncle, I don't know how many of us have been hit up for $50 in Robux or $20 in Robux. Or, you got it for Christmas or a birthday present. Don't give me no present. Just give me Robux. My boys Chase and Ricky in Grand Bahama, for Christmas, they didn't want any presents from their mommy. They just wanted Robux. You understand what I'm saying? And that is how enticing the game is for these kids. Game makers earn these Robux, which can then be converted back into cash. And just so you know how much money we're talking about, more than 1,250 developers earned at least $10,000 in Robux in 2020. And more than 300 of them earned more than $100,000. So we're not talking small money, right? And the versatility of the Roblox platform is a huge part of its success, right? Louise Shorthouse, senior game analyst at Ampera Research, points out Roblox is not just a game, it's a platform to create games. It's a bit of a marketplace where you can pick and choose whether you play an adventure game, a shooter, or a puzzle. And a lot of it is free to play, which is good for kids. It's available on a variety of devices, from PCs and Xbox to apps on iPhones and Android devices, allowing users to play each other regardless of which machines they're using. Okay, so I see that call. Caller, you're welcome to chime in here on Guardian Radio AM. Welcome aboard. How may we be of service today? Hello?
Hello, producer.
No, this is you're on the show. This is Parker.
I on cellular. I ain't like on a live line. I on cellular. I mean, that's why I had hang them, because I just cut all of my minutes.
Yes, sir.
Ride with me, man. Ride with me, celebrate. Let me go on the line.
You're on the line is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right. It's Eric, right?
Okay. No, Eric is the intern. You're on the show now, sir.
Okay. Put me on.
You're on the show now, sir.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Yes. You're live.
I thought I was talking to the producer.
Yeah, so We'll wait for that caller to get himself together there. Roblox is available on all these different devices. And, of course, the lockdown provided a huge boost to the Roblox, especially as kids physically cut off from their friends, flocked to the platform. It only makes sense. So that's a bit about how popular and accessible Roblox is. And I have this text here from a listener who confirms. It says, all the youngsters in my family play it. Yeah, this game is, I'll just read the next text, and I think that's it'll help us. It says, great show as usual. My nephew was asking me for money for Robux, for 2 years. You trying to tell me he was doing foolishness on the games? You're causing a lot of kids getting cut up today. They can learn today. Now, so Texter, I'm glad that you bring it up. I'm not suggesting at all that the children are going to try find sex games on the platform. What I'm saying is that there are some bad actors who are trying to target the children or whoever else is using the platform to take advantage of them in this particular way. This is not about the kids. This is about the people who are making use of the platform, and this is ultimately about parents needing to be very careful that they are paying attention to what their children are doing in these platforms, on these platforms. Yes, caller, welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. No? Okay. I'm not sure what's going on there. There's one caller in particular who's on a cell phone and is worried that he's on hold. So I'm not sure how the producers are going to deal with that. Eric, you can go ahead and put the next call through whenever you're ready. So going back to Roblox. Hello. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Hello.
Brother Parker, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, Jeff, I'm good. How are you, man?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Let me just say, firstly, congratulations for the start of a new show. Looking forward to see where this journey is going to take us in the long, immediate, and short run.
Yeah.
Just want to just say something very interesting here that you pointed out, and that is a lot of these games online, you know, I wouldn't say the specific young children, perhaps more custom content, more for completion. Somehow the children stumble across the content and, you know, like wildfire spread. So therefore, I think, as you so rightfully said earlier, that perhaps the producers, not the producers, but the content provider, the company that is overseeing this whole platform, they will have to now do due diligence in ensuring that a greater level of scrutiny will be provided to kind of take, cancel out some of these programs that some of the persons who have ill intent is trying to put on the platform to perhaps indeed attract the younger generation that is now a part of this platform. We all know that right now the only thing that really sells in these platforms, per se, to be honest with you, is drugs, sex, and stuff like that.
Hello? Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that, Jeff. The call dropped. Apologies. So to look at what Roblox has done in terms of attempting, we'll see if we can get Jeff back or he can get back through. To look at what they are attempting to do to mitigate against this, they have developed parental control tools. And we'll get to that in a second. Caller, welcome to Guardian Radio AM. For now, I'm your host, K. Quincy Parker, chilling with you. According to station management, I'm babysitting for the moment. So let's see what happens. But welcome. How may I help?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just happened to be listening to your radio show, and I'm so appreciative that you are talking about Roblox. I have three children, and they are all members and actively engaged.
Of course.
In Roblox.
Yeah.
And, as a matter of fact, my husband, I think it was several years ago when they actually joined Roblox. We were a bit iffy about it and if it was relevant, if the content was relevant for children. And so he became a member of Roblox along with our children.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I think that I'm most appreciative of is the fact that you talked about the Congo.
Yes.
And I just asked my daughter about it a few minutes ago because she said, yeah, I was a part of one. I entered one. My sister and I entered one under the disguise of, it was a particular game, Barbie. She's helping me, Barbie. And she said that when they went on into it, it was obviously some things that were inappropriate, and immediately they came off and they reported it. And I was very surprised. I'm glad that my children, I'm trying to teach them that, you know, if you see content that is inappropriate, you first notify parents, and then, you know, you do the next necessary steps to make sure that you are protected. But I'm really, really grateful that this is what our attention, my attention in particular, so that will help us as parents to be a little bit more alert, a little bit more aware of what our children are doing. But having all of that said, I think it's important that we teach our children as well to know what's appropriate and what's not, and immediately to notify an adult if something is amiss and something is, you know, contrary to what we believe. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. A great topic.
Well, thank you very much for the call. And you're clearly raising some extraordinary kids there. So more power to them. You know,
thank you.
Let's hope the other kids take the hint and and learn the lesson. But
yes.
But yeah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Now.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye bye. This texter says, "Yes, you are right. I know a child who stole his parents, grandparents, and aunt's credit card numbers to purchase Roblox online. Oh my God!" And this texter says, "Good morning. What is so sad is that parents wanting to be free of their children just allow the kids to go online without any supervision at all. My daughter has friends and cousins who are on Roblox, and she wants to go on, but I refused it. Every content she views online, I review, even YouTube." And I think, you know, ultimately that's what I'm getting at, is it isn't about necessarily saying to your kids, you can't go, or you can't do, or you can't enjoy. But you as a parent have to be willing to do your part and help with controlling what they are able to access. And this texter asks a brilliant question. Q, what are the restrictions that parents can put on their kids' Roblox accounts? And those, so if you are willing to do it, I think all you do is you go to the account that they use to access the game, and the parental controls options would be there that you can choose what they can and can't do. But you got to do a little bit of research on that as well. And but they did create parental controls that can be used to restrict who children interact with and which experiences they can access. And the problem, of course, is that that assumes that parents are tech savvy enough to know about these safeguards. And that's part of the reason we're doing the show today on this subject, is to let parents know and guardians that parental controls exist. And particularly, they should, I think, you should use them for the Roblox in particular. Dr. Liraz Margalit, who is a digital psychologist and studies behavior online, says that people behave differently in the metaverse, just as they do online. And that's a very interesting distinction, which I will elaborate on the other side of this call. Caller, welcome to Guardian Radio AM. What's up? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good day to you.
You hung me up twice. Could you hook me up this time?
You are not talking to the producer, sir. You're talking, you are live on the show now.
This one I want to know. If I live, are you, this Quincy Parker?
Yes, this is Quincy Parker.
Toastmaster. Alfred. The last speech you did with Toastmaster was ADOC. You had a great chase. Man, that was so live. You made all us laugh.
Okay.
We love you, boy. But this is what I want to ask you. What you think about people putting bumps on the road? Didn't that work? Do it work?
Okay. Well, thank you for the question, and I will. I'll do my best to address it. I'll put aside a few minutes at the end of the show to address that. Yeah. Okay. The metaverse, remember, is this is the sort of interaction between all of these different platforms that give a person the opportunity to create a digital avatar, right? So, you know, you can create a character in a game, then that game is a part of the metaverse. If you create an avatar to interact with other people on a dating app, that dating app is a part of the metaverse. It's not just online. It is taking on another identity, even in the online digital universe. And so, just as people behave differently when they're online and nobody can see them, or nobody can associate their face with what they say, when you're in the metaverse, that's an even further level of distance between your real world identity and whatever digital identity you take on. And so people have the anonymity, and they have what Dr. Margalit calls a disinhibition effect. Basically, a platform like Roblox provides you with the playground to do anything you want. And that is a powerful narcotic. That same anonymity is incredibly potent. And so companies like Microsoft, Meta, which is the Meta used to be Facebook, in case you don't remember, you know, Microsoft, Meta, and Roblox are currently racing to build their own metaverses. But there are already signs that they are struggling to police these virtual worlds, like the challenge that we're discussing today. And That is why I am encouraging parents to do the most that they can to, if not, I mean, you don't want to restrict the child's enjoyment of life. You don't want to react without sensitivity, but you do want to protect your children's innocence. Number one, you want to protect their minds. Number two, you want to protect their lives. Number three, because one of the most frightening things that the BBC report discussed was, you know, the idea of children and adults interacting on these digital platforms. And that is terrifying when you have a platform where people are already feeling no inhibitions, and they are now taking that no inhibition life and interacting as, you know, themselves with some 12 or 13 year old child. And you have to see the danger in that. Caller, thank you for your call and for your time. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. I am your, I believe Mr. Strong called it babysitter for the day. No, we're not going to take that call? All right, there you go. We have a couple of text messages. Let me read them. This person says, these kids today are so smart, they would create another account. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that, yes, they are definitely smart enough to do, you know, whatever they want to do, but that doesn't absolve us of our responsibility as parents to do our best to provide both the boundaries and the protections that we think are necessary, you know, even if they, you know, as children try to duck around, you know, you still got to do your job. This one says, hi, Quincy. So children should not be watching the Super Bowl halftime show. Again, that's a parental control issue. That's not my call to make. The point of the show is not whether children should be on Roblox or not. The point of the show is that parental controls exist, and parents should be, number one, aware that they exist. They should educate themselves on how to use them, and then they should make a determination as parents about what's appropriate for their children or grandchildren, as the case may be. This one says, my grandchild started using Roblox a few years ago. I watched along with them for a few times, and they played and saw nothing back then. I guess we should always check up as things evolve. And I think that's exactly the right idea, Grammy or Grampy, is that the idea is not that you have to be monitoring or looking at your children's digital environment 24/7. But it is that your children should know that mommy or daddy or grammy or grampy or auntie or uncle or whoever your, you know, the guardian is, the adult responsible for their protection is trying to protect me and looking out for my best interest. So they are willing to abide by your rules for their own self-interest, first and foremost. And I think that's the important element of it. This texter says okay. thank you, texter. I'm not going to read it. Well, I might read it, but I'm not going to read it now. I can wait till the end of the show because I don't want anybody fighting. No, great show, Mr. Parker. What is the name of the program? It's not Roblox. It's Roblox. R-O-B-L-O-X. R-O-B-L-O-X. Roblox. And it's one of those that is I mean, it's almost ubiquitous. It's almost a guarantee that if your kid has a tablet, a mobile phone, some kind of digital device, it's almost a guarantee that they are a member of the Roblox community. I hope that. Oh yeah, you're welcome, Texter. Right. So, account restrictions is the terminology that Roblox uses to address the parental controls. And what I would encourage every parent to do or guardian to do is to just look it up. It's on the Roblox website, and they give you step-by-step instructions on how to establish the parental controls, which includes things like account restrictions, things like limiting the amount of money the child can spend on the platform every month, things like the notification, like a speed notification, and that is how quickly the children are spending. No, sorry, not speed notifications. Spend notifications. My bad. My notes are very, very poorly written. Spend notification is, you know, anytime the child spends money on the platform, it can send you a message of some sort. So, I mean, in addition to things like those notifications, there's also contact settings, who the child will be able to reach and talk to, games that the children will be unable to play because of the account settings restrictions, and so on and so forth. So they're very very deliberate and in my view, useful and extensive parental controls that you can use and access. So that is on the Roblox website under account restrictions. Yes, caller, thank you very much for holding. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. We're going to take a break, but can we squeeze this caller in before the break? Boy, Eric, say no. You're running a tight ship. Caller, please call us back right after the break, but we'll be back in 3 minutes or so here on Guardian Radio AM.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick, around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Can't keep it home a lot, cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
it. You wait up on
pain. Dr. Dre is the name on my head of my
game. Oh my brother, let that roll.
Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cup.
No, turn it up, turn it up.
Reppin' 213, like still it. The beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
yes, all right.
Lolos,
taking my time to perfect the beat. Still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. Yeah. All right, folks. So clearly, the Super Bowl halftime show was a ton of fun for an old head like me. But just as long as y'all understand, I am still hitting them switches and them lolos, girl. And I still got love for the streets because it's the me, Quincy. All right, caller, thank you very much for your patience. I hope you're still there. Welcome to the Guardian Radio AM. I am K. Quincy Parker, your host, still hitting them switches and them lolos. What's up? Caller, you there? Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, I'm very, very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm a critical thinker.
C. Allen Johnson. Lord have mercy. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. Just listening to your show. Missed a few minutes from the beginning, but, as someone who has been in the metaverse for 44 years now, even though the concept came about in 1992, for those who follow me on social media, you go back to 2013, 2012, 2014, you'll see where I talked about me celebrating my 35th anniversary in 2013, April 3rd, actually, to be exact. And then I know these terms, metaverse, omniverse, multiverse, and stuff came about, but essentially, this is from a consumer mindset that they've been evolved. But when you start talking about Roblox and other digital platforms, as we begin to see the acceleration due to COVID, I think education is the most important aspect of what they are, with how they can be used both socially and from an economic standpoint. And it's something that you've heard me on the radio say for well over a decade, that the Bahamas being one of the most digitally prepared countries in the world. Has a unique opportunity for us to accelerate our education. And also from an education standpoint, where we have this crisis in education going on right now, that you'll find out that these so-called tools of immersion, such as you define as the metaverse, can be instrumental in us making up for the losses, or at least the perceived losses that we have for the 2 years that we have in education, and that we should explore using competent minds and how we can embrace it for the economic development of our country.
The challenge with what you have said, Alan, is that, number one, I think you're right. Number two, there's a difficulty in translation between the language that you're speaking and the language that our policymakers speak, because they may both sound like English, but the as simple and self-evident as what you have just said might be, it still, I guarantee you, doesn't seem quite so simple or self-evident to the policymaker. So we find ourselves with an abiding challenge.
Let me ask you something quickly. If you were to suffer a heart palpitation, whatever it is, right now, right, would you go to Google or something, or would you seek out someone like Twain Science or something? Someone. And the problem is that, and I often use the word five-year celebrities, is that it's for them to recognize that before, say, September 16th, they did not have this conversation nor were involved in the aspect of digitization. So it's only curious as to why on September 17th they would think that they possessed the knowledge to actually be able to do it. I think one of the problems we face as a nation that we have to overcome, and I'm hoping some people are listening, is the arrogance of ignorance that comes from our leadership and recognizing that even Microsoft and other huge people we admire, they themselves don't depend on the limits of their own knowledge, but actually get the competent individuals around them who can execute the vision that they have on the direction they want to go. And I think that's the problem we face in our country, more so than the competence and ability. Even though I'm the one that you hear on radio and television, I know many individuals in this country that impress and blows me away daily with their ability and their desire to build. The problem is they're not being allowed to build here. So they have to find portals out of the Bahamas to actually embrace the world.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Seattle. I appreciate your input as usual. Let's go to the next caller. Thank you for calling. You are live on Guardian Radio AM. Thank you very much. How may we serve today?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been here your way for a long time. Still got the radio skills.
You're very kind. What's up?
Yeah, you ain't done it much, but listen, for parents, what they get to if they don't understand these platforms and apps or what have you. They could ask YouTube. They can go to YouTube, play it out, and
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
right. Also, there's a group called Facebook group. You could ask questions on a Facebook group.
Yeah,
you want to talk about right a group?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and get answers.
Yeah, and it's the answers are out there for sure.
The answers are out there. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no fear if your child uses it. You don't have no trust. Break it up.
Yeah,
you got an easy party. Break it up.
Yeah, and it's not, yeah, we're not, thank you very much, appreciate the call. The goal is not to instill fear in anyone, and I hope that's not what anyone is, is taking away from this. It is just to make folks aware that, number one, this is happening. There are people creating sex games on Roblox, and the terminology that you should be looking out for is something called a condo, and you want to make sure that your kids are protected. And one of the ways that you can do that is through using the account restrictions that are available in the game, but more importantly, that as their parent or guardian, you should be actively involved in monitoring what they are consuming on a daily basis in cyberspace. To my crew in procurement, the great and lovely, they are all splendid people. Some of them spend money on a monthly basis on Roblox, and I hope that they are exercising parental control. Please, I wish for them to be. I wish for them all to know that they are loved and cherished. Dwight, I'll say that at the end of the show. This texter says, Yeah, the name of the program we're talking about today it's called Roblox, R-O-B-L-O-X. And you can sign in. This text says, as a parent and grandparent, I can sign in to personally inform myself and relate to my household. When did the BBC report this concern? This was in their feed just this morning. So, yes, actually, regarding babysitting the time slot, yes. But that's up to Dwight. This one says, thank you for telling of Roblox in the USA, age 13 years. I have privileges pretty close to 18-year-olds. Reality ages are not magic numbers. So parents, also persons from toddlers to senior citizens, need to be mindful throughout life's journey. We surely need to assist each other along the way. Yeah. And this text says, a student from QC that made 13 A's in 2021's BGCSEs was disciplined to put away their telephone, and he gave it to his mom. And that's a level of self-discipline for sure. This one says, hi, Quincy. I'm taken aback and utterly ashamed of some of the, ignorant responses you're getting from your audience. You're simply trying to inform and educate us to a potential ill exposure to our kids if we're not paying attention. No apology is necessary. It's part of the job. So, yeah. Yes. Millennials, they learned on Sunday. This one says, great show. As usual, you have me crip walking into office meetings. If I get fired, I hope you have a huge, high-paid job for me to be ready by Monday. Well, if you get fired for crip walking in the office, then I'll do what I can for you. Yeah, okay. All these people are enjoying the crip walking DRE Arlington. We did positive. Oh Lord, we running out of time. I think we are out of time, aren't we? I have like 4 more text messages to read. Can I read those or leave them hanging? All right, Eric said I could read these text messages dead quick, so I can read these. Yeah, Eric specifically said this. All right, so I find this metaverse conversation. What? Are you trying to shut me up? Oh, the news. Of course, absolutely. Folks, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much. Be blessed and prosper. And we will hopefully see you again sometime soon. Thank you.